This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Slovenia on Thursday, where he signed a joint declaration on 5G technology. The U.S. top diplomat said that by signing, Slovenia has secured protection against authoritarian threats, including China's effort to control people and information. Pompeo spoke in the town of Bled after a signing ceremony for the declaration on developing a secure 5G network. Last month, Telekom Slovenia began to roll out its 5G network and expects to have one-third of the country covered by the end of the year. Pompeo visited Slovenia as part of a European tour this week. He's due to travel to Vienna later in the day before he visits Poland on Saturday. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. They appeared for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat President Trump in November. Harris is making history as the first black woman and the first Indian woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate. Without providing specifics, it describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians and urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. This is VOA News.